You know, it used to be that when a man went on, I don't know, a killing spree, that it would be in the news. But no, when you have old crusty people talking about DOJ and IG and Horowitz, well, no, then we can't address a black Hebrew Israelite slaughtering people in cold blood. You know, they got all giddy when they thought it was a white guy who committed the murder. Oh, it's not a white guy? Well, then old people are sitting in a chamber flapping their gums at each other about some report. Surely that's more important than a shooting. You know, we spent weeks scrutinizing the man who shot up the synagogue in Poway. All right? We were wondering, what did his manifesto reveal about the ethos of a white nationalist? That's, of course, what he was. But then when some slime bucket from Saudi Arabia shoots twice as many people, well, where is it in the news? Oh, it's non-existent. When some black Hebrew Israelite kills three times as many people, well, we would cover it if it weren't for this momentous IG report that is so important it sends absolutely nobody to jail. So why do we care about it? We don't. Well, we'd love to tell you about how there's no bias at the FBI, according to this stupid report. The sad thing is, there is terrible stuff happening out there in the world. However, our news media refuses to touch it. So it was the shooting of the year until they found out he was a black Hebrew Israelite. No, originally it was everybody freeze. Drudge was in a tizzy because, oh, there was a shootout in New Jersey. Let's forget about the shooting that happened earlier this week. Two shootings in a week. But no, the news media wants to focus on some stupid IG report. Oh, wait. Let's forget about it because this one wasn't a white nationalist either. Well, then never freaking mind. Crazy enough, somebody actually had the bravery to sponsor this program, stamps.com. If you need stamps, well, here's where you get them. You go to your computing machine and you go to stamps.com, and then you've got stamps. And when I talk about stamps.com, I'm always wondering, like, who is going to the post office and why? Stamps.com brings you the post office. It brings it to you, so you don't need to go to them. No need to interrupt your workday to fight traffic to get to the post office, especially now during the holidays when the post office is extra busy with these people called customers who make lines going out the door. No, make your life easy. Go to stamps.com. You get 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. Not to mention it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer. It saves you the time and money, and it's no wonder over 700,000, didn't pull that number out of nowhere, no, real thing, 700,000 small businesses already use stamps.com. So don't spend 1 minute of your holiday season at the post office this year. Instead, sign up for stamps.com. There's no risk with my promo code WHB. That gets you a special offer. It includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in WHB. Stamps.com, enter promo code WHB at the top, and you'll never have to go to the post office again. All right, so okie dokie. We had the shooter, and the shooter was a member of the Black Hebrew Israelites.
The aftermath of this deadly shootout and standoff in a New Jersey community.
We have rifles covering that rooftop. We have officers things covered behind buildings and vehicles.
A police officer killed.
We cried with the family.
Along with innocent bystanders.
I was worried about a stray bullet coming in and hitting me and all.
As thousands of school children are ordered to take cover.
So at first, we find out that there were three people who were killed. And it's the story of the day. All right, all morning, it's all anyone wanted to talk about. And then very briskly, we find out that the suspect, oh, he was a black Hebrew Israelite. And just like that, it's ripped from the pages of the media. And some stupid story, like we're watching on TV, wall-to-wall coverage of this watchdog report replaces it. No, it was the biggest story of the morning, plastered across Drudge, plastered across all the news sites, and then it turns out the shooter was a black Hebrew Israelite. And then, according to cable news, well, no, the biggest story of the day is how the UK is down to the wire. Hey, you must be a wreck, down to the wire. I feel so awful. That was like a John Oliver accent. Oh, I can't stand his voice. Anyway, they found out that the guy's name was David Anderson, one of them was, and he was a one-time follower of the Black Hebrew Israelites. That's a group that believes they are the ancient Israelites' true descendants. So if you recall, the Black Hebrew Israelites, those are the animals who harassed poor little Nick Sandman from the Covington School. Vile individuals. So the news was all over the story, and then poof, it disappeared when it turned out the guy was a Black Hebrew Israelite. Just like the story disappeared when that fool earlier this week was a Saudi national. Oh, what? It doesn't fit our narrative. Well, then we're just going to drop the story altogether. We're just going to make the news into what we want it to be. Jersey City Public Safety Director issued this profound statement when he said, quote, "They park the van. They exit the van with long guns in their hands, and they immediately begin firing in the location where we lost three of our citizens yesterday." Oh, but they were Black? Never mindeth any of that. We're not going to cover it. Now, the footage shows the shooters deliberately bypassing the other people on the street, aiming directly for people inside the kosher deli, shot up the kosher market. But don't worry, we've got a reporter who's all on this story.
Ongoing shootout with police. You just heard another number of gunshots. We're going to back up again. You hear, the fire is getting louder and faster right now. We are behind the police tape still. This is happening at MLK and Bidwell inside a bodega. Chopper just arrived over scene as well. As you can see, dozens of onlookers out here from the neighborhood who are shooting cell phone video as this is happening.
Be careful, big guy. Let's not try to get shot in the middle of the streets. I know you're an intrepid reporter, but try not to lose your life. Slow down, big guy. So from what we know at this time, law enforcement, they don't have any more details on the shooter. Shocking, with the shooter's a minority. I've never heard of that in my life, a minority shooter. That is crazy. All of a sudden, you know nothing about him. They report David Anderson and Francine Graham are the suspects, but weirdly enough, when they found out that they were black Hebrew Israelites, all of a sudden they have no details on them. Now, what we know from the three sources is that he was a one-time follower of the Black Hebrew Israelite movement. Oh, Black Hebrew Israelites. Well, we're not going to follow up with any of that, all right? We're not going to follow up with any investigations then. We've had a spate of shootings, 1 week. Two shootings, and no one pays attention to it because it doesn't fit the narrative. Because the narrative, of course, is that white nationalists are on the loose, and they are the ones shooting minorities left and right. And there are no other problems, right? It's just the white nationalists you got to worry about. Now, if the shooters were white nationalists, you'd know their names, all right? You'd know their home addresses. You'd know where they live. You'd have their yearbook photos. You'd have their manifestos. There would be interviews with their parents. There would be interviews with the classmates. There would be interviews with the colleagues. If they had a manifesto, it would be everywhere. We'd be hearing about how this is actually all Donald Trump's fault. And when it comes to the Black Hebrew Israelite, however, who apparently sat in their home and just talked in tongues, well, we must instead pay attention to Trump's impeachment. We must instead pay attention to the IG report that shows like nothing. I mean, how disgusted have you become with the news? Monday, we had a Saudi shooter, all right? People slaughtered in cold blood. On Tuesday, we had a Black Hebrew Israelite shooter. People slaughtered in cold blood. And why aren't you hearing about this? Because the media is lazy, all right? They have their one narrative and nothing else matters to them. They just want to fill in the blanks. They won't be, there's not going to be anyone pushing for accountability. There's not going to be anyone looking for solutions to the violence ripping apart our country. I mean, it used to be that when there were these shootings, at least the left would be gun control, gun control, gun control. Now you're not even seeing that anymore because that's not what they're interested in doing. No, what do the boomers in the news media want to talk about? No, they want to talk about the IG Horowitz report. No one's going to jail, all right? Nothing consequential is happening. But instead of all the dead people, why don't we talk about them? No, instead they want to talk about other despicable nonsense. So forgive me for being a little disgusted by the joke known as our news media. It's just that I can't bring myself to care about the DOJ's watchdog testimony resuming when my fellow countrymen are being slaughtered in cold blood.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you? Little Greta Thunberg. Oh, you can't criticize me because I'm just little girl. Just little girl.
Well, they announced, Time Magazine did, their person of the year. And surprise, surprise, it's this little girl. Little, how dare you, Greta Thunberg. Little girl sailing around the world, repeating things ignorant, fear-mongering adults are telling her as if it's the gospel truth, wins person of the year. Feel a little bad for her. Feel a little bad for her. It's honestly uncomfortable to watch a child with Asperger's live in terror simply because all of the adults surrounding her are telling her lies. I mean, I don't think we should be encouraging that kind of sinister behavior. So I have a few ideas for who the person of the year should be. And drumroll please, none of them are Little Greta Thunberg. My second runner-up of the year is whoever killed Jeffrey Epstein, let's give you an award, all right? You slaughtered the pedophile, you slaughtered the bastard. I mean, oh, no, never mind, I'm sorry. We have no idea who that person could be. It couldn't be the Clintons, that would be impossible. That would be crazy. That would be conspiracy territory. No, we can't have them be any of those people because none of the investigators are interested in getting to the bottom of it. So we may never know. It was a suicide. Suicide, they said. Fat chance. And I know you're thinking now that whoever killed Jeffrey Epstein was probably, you know, just as bad because he knew the dirt and he probably had dirt on him as well. Or her. Probably her. Probably a woman. Probably a woman who ran for president. Never mind, that would be conspiratorial. But you know, it wouldn't be the first time Time Magazine awarded an evil person of the year. Remember, they gave it to Hitler. 1938, Time Magazine awarded Hitler Person of the Year. So the rules clearly state that sometimes the Person of the Year can be evil. And even though the person or persons that killed Jeffrey Epstein are probably terrible and will certainly rot in hell forever, they did take out the most prolific pedophile in recent history. And that deserves
an award of some kind.
Or at least honorable mention. Honorable mention goes to the Hong Kong protesters. I think they deserve something. They deserve it certainly more than Greta Thunberg, how dare you, because anyone showing that the Chinese are evil are good in my book. I mean, if it weren't for these Hong Kong protesters, I doubt we would have ever heard about the Uyghurs, or as Joe Biden would say, the Wiggers. You know, the millions of people China has locked up in concentration camps. Well, sometimes concentration camps aren't a bad thing. Well, if not for the Hong Kong protests, we would have never realized how deeply the Chinese have infiltrated our society. I'd give LeBron James the Cuck of the Year award for his miserable defense of the Chinese people so that the NBA can continue to play their silly little games over there. I mean, remember when Donald Trump started the trade war? Everyone thought he was nuts. Everyone thought he was crazy. You can't have tariffs. That's a tax on the people. It's not a tax on the people. It's a tax on the corporations that don't give a crap about America. All right, we never should have started trading with China in the first place. China, our biggest geopolitical threat, and if not for the brave Hong Kong protesters, that might not have been made obvious until it was too late. So another drum roll goes for my pick for person of the year, and that goes to Baby Yoda. Let's give it to Baby Yoda. You're gonna be so cute. Look at little boy, so cute. And he, what is that stuff called again? What do they call the drink that they had on that island that made no sense? There was like one episode of this woman that we're never gonna see again. It was called like, I don't remember what the, it was called something. It was called something. No one can remember. No one's gonna give me no one's gonna bail me out here. Fine. All right. So, little Baby Yoda, so adorable, and, you know, we like when the person of the year, you know, it has to be someone who's a little bit mysterious, and the world is on fire for Baby Yoda. Report says, Baby Yoda is more popular than every 2020 Democratic candidate on social media. What, Baby Yoda? What, you're telling me that Baby Yoda is more popular than ancient Joe Biden? What? Baby Yoda's more popular than Cory Booker with his painted-on eyebrows? No, Cory Booker's so likable. I refuse to believe it. Baby Yoda's more popular than all of these horrible people that we cannot stand. And of course, Baby Yoda is adorable. And the memes about Baby Yoda are actually pretty awesome. So, you versus the guy she tells you not to worry about. And then there's me watching my dad being late for work looking for his car keys because I dropped them in the toilet. Every mom on Christmas morning watching you open presents. Ah, they're so cute. So many glorious memes from all over the internet of one little baby in a show where hardly anything happens, right? Nothing happens. So not going to go into spoilers. I'll wait until the season ends before doing an episode on that. Probably talk about it at some point. I think it's culturally significant enough. But I mean, every episode, it's like hardly anything happens. But at least we get 10 new Baby Yoda memes, right? Baby Yoda, living legend, Time Person of the Year. Time Person of the Year. Hey guys, thank you for listening to the White House Brief podcast. If you haven't already, remember to subscribe to the podcast. Please rate it. And if you feel like doing it, please leave a review. It really helps us out. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.